I'm Jason.
And I'm Katrina.
And welcome to the Sipcast.
See what we did there?
Yeah, it's like a podcast, but related to itself.
And just like with relatives, sometimes things get a little inappropriate.
And racist.
Yeah, usually.
Not necessarily for children.
Or really adults.
Yeah, never mind. I'm gonna bail.
Okay, bye.
See ya.
Your internet is such a loser.
Is it the biggest loser?
If it's possible to trash talk a utility, then that's what I aim to do.
You succeeded. I believe you.
Yeah.
It is terrible, actually.
You're not very good at communicating, internet.
It wasn't working earlier either, and now it's super not working, and Everett just got a new yo-yo for his birthday.
Oh yeah, I was going to say happy birthday to that guy.
Yeah, you missed it. It's fine.
Yeah, well, anyway. You didn't give me any time to bring it up. Thanks.
Yesterday?
Hmm?
His birthday was yesterday.
Yeah. I was in the room.
I gave you all day yesterday to bring it up.
I was in the room when Mom was talking to you on the phone about it, so I feel like that might have gotten in there somehow.
Didn't know that.
I'm not helping my case right now? Okay.
Nope. Making it worse.
Well, anyway, I feel like that this is the first day that he's officially 12. So allow me to be the first to welcome young Everett into 12-hood. Happy birthday after.
He can't hear you.
No one wants to adopt my after birthday. Happy after birthday, Everett.
That's so gross when you first start saying it.
Yeah, but then it's over quick.
Afterbirth.
Yeah, there's more of that. Like, everybody was born. Hey, you know what? Every day is your afterbirth day other than your birthday. I guess at a certain point, we'll have to consult the Romans and their numerals, but at a certain point, it becomes a before birthday.
Yeah, it becomes pre-birthday.
A beef or birthday.
it's a very special time.
You get your beef for birthdays, your birthdays, and your after birthdays. What's not to understand?
Whoa! You get all of it.
Yeah, you can get a beef for supreme birthday over at Taco Bell.
it's never not a special day.
No, it's never not special. That's right.
Well, he turned 12, and he got a yo-yo, as well as ones that, like, it's so fancy that you have to put it together. I don't get how it's more, but it's fine. But
it's like, hey, yo-yo, I heard you the first time, okay? Jeez.
Yo-yo!
Hey, everyone just calm down. There's no need to yell.
Whoa.
Jeez, whoa. Just once is enough. I was sleeping, okay? You've got my attention. Now what do you need? You're playing with some sort of object with a string attached to it. I don't know what you... Why you even bother me? I'm leaving. What am I doing for that matter? Why am I here? I'm not.
For that matters.
For that matter and energy. Sorry.
And atoms. He is putting it together, but he doesn't know how to, so he's trying to get on the internet to figure it out, and the internet is not working. So.
He can't put a yo-yo together? Isn't it like the opposite of taking an Oreo apart?
You would think it would be, but the string is even separate. The string's not even attached.
Wait, he has to wind the string, like he has to make it from wool.
It came with like a spindle.
It comes with a block of wood, a whittling knife, and some wool, and that's your yo-yo kit.
And I got to pay more for it.
Yeah, cost $500. That's for the experience.
Yeah. It is. I gotta pay for that too.
No, I mean, but don't you just tie the string to the yo-yo and you're like, bam. What is this thing from IKEA? Does it have a lot of hands-on hips caricatures like standing around next to bits of furniture pointing at it like, wordlessly.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Those damn Swedes.
What's so confusing about it?
I don't know. We'll find out.
Best of luck. I hope that at this tender age of 12, he's equipped to assemble a yo-yo.
Well, he's taken apart and put together, like, you know, puzzles and electronics and stuff, kind of like you, so he'll figure it out, but...
Yeah, I'm sure he will. Or he'll just stick to Frisbee.
Or he won't. Yeah, I know. Frisbees had, you had to assemble the Frisbees too.
Oh my God. Things have changed.
They really have.
It's like,
and now the Frisbee wants a job but doesn't want to work. You know?
Oh my goodness. It wants health insurance and a job.
Can you raise minimum wage for Frisbees?
Yeah. It's like every Frisbee comes like batteries, college education, and health insurance not included. Oh shit.
Not included yet.
I've got to send my Frisbee to college. That's much more complicated than it used to be. It used to be you just throw it into a bunch of guys at a park, and that's how you send your Frisbee to college. Now I've got to get tuition. I've got to worry about scholarship, Frisbee scholarships. I'm looking for the ultimate scholarship.
Part of your, for my Frisbee.
My Frisbee.
That makes sense.
Yeah, it does.
Now, I get where it originated,
This could be in the world where pipes have inherited the earth. That's my new theory, is that it's a good, you know, someday they'll discover all of our human bones and be like, oh my goodness, they were completely solid. These humans with their solid bones. And it's just a bunch of pipes, like, holding smoking pipes and talking to their pipette children.
Pipettes, nice.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just a whole pipe race, and then they're doing ultimate Frisbee, and you know there's one guy they hire to be the goalposts. It's like, all right, Stan, you just stand there with your arms up, and we're it's like a goalpost with like a mustache. It's like, okay, guys, that's fair. It's my turn. They take turns being the goalpost. It's not like they have humans like stapled or nailed together like in a frame as a goalpost. No, they just, you know, get a volunteer.
Hey, anybody want to volunteer?
Yeah, it's Carl's turn. Yeah, it's Carl's turn on the rotation.
Carl. Carl the pipe human.
Yeah. Yep. The pipe race. They didn't have enough time to add those into the Lord of the Rings. They said the movies were already long enough, but they were in there, like next to the tree beards and stuff. It was the pipes, the pipe race, the pipe beings.
That's funny.
It was half pipe.
You know what? I like that.
Yeah. It writes itself, which I hope that it does, because I'm not going to write it. Uh-huh.
Well, when you say half pipe, that's a great segue, because for Everett's 12th birthday, we also got him a skateboard.
Oh, nice. And then also half pipe could be like the little people, the Shire people. What's the name for them?
Oh, Mijays?
No, but I don't think they're called Mijays in how offensive. I don't think they're called Mijays in there. The Dwelves. Why can't I remember? The Hobbits. Okay. So anyways, half pipe could be the Hobbits. That took 3 years to remember that word. And also, so Everett's got a skateboard and a yo-yo. Well, he better practice up quick, because he's going to be the talk of the sidewalk there. The talk of the pedestrian walk. Sorry.
It sounds like he's going to have to be really coordinated real fast.
He better.
All levels.
All the kids in their unicycles and their yo-yo cycles are going to be, he's going to have to compete in a competitive jobless market.
That's right. Well, and there's like a whole gaggle of kids that have yo-yos and they're showing off their tricks and stuff. Where do kids get this time to play with their yo-yos?
Where don't they get this time? That's what they're using their phones for, to just waste time faster and more precisely.
It is more precise. You can time it.
Like, instead of just like waiting until you're like 13 to find out that like you can do tricks with a yo-yo, now you find out when you're 6 and your hands are still soft and malleable and they take the shape of just like yo-yo master. This goes back to that Tina S chick. She's probably like 18 by now, but she's like the greatest guitarist technically ever, probably. Yeah. And she's some like 18-year-old French chick who just like picked up a guitar when she was young and got the right teachers and stuff, and now she's just like the most savage guitar, and she's just some cute little French girl. It's crazy.
Oh, so cute.
So cute.
Really freaking cute. Whoa, have I been getting text messages the whole time? Sorry if my speaker was buzzing. I've got headphones on.
It's so like, I feel like we should subsidize adorable people with teacup cars. It's like, the government will provide you with a vehicle, and it's a 4-passenger teacup. but it's a teacup and it's a convertible. So it's good in all weather, but you may drive this vehicle. It will pay for your gasoline, for all of your maintenance, insurance, everything. You do not have to worry about a thing. We just want to see you adorable people whimsically driving around in your teacups.
Oh, they're cute.
Yeah, we could put Tina S on that list. It's just, you can just, you know, jam. In your teacup.
It's always more adorable when it's miniaturized anyway, so maybe it's not as offensive. Maybe we just need to miniaturize Trump and Clinton. I almost said Clump and Trenton.
Man, yeah, that's those are more fitting names for both of them. We'll just go with that. Trenton Reznor and Donald Clump.
Clump. It's always better that way.
Yeah, well, it's horrifying that I guess there's all the voter oppression.
Whoa.
And then it's I haven't even voted yet. I'm going to soon, maybe. God, it just doesn't. I
don't know.
I don't even. I'm probably voting for Hillary just because it's like it's a vote for.
Oh wow!
Let's wait a while before we go into the chasm forever. Let's just put it off for a couple of years.
Oh, you're saying it's gonna happen, but we can put it off a little longer.
Yeah, we might be able to stave it off a little bit, make things a little more interesting. Yeah. I feel like with Trump, it's gonna be like probably more hilarious and bombastic, but it's going to be over much sooner. So it's like, well, let's savor it a little
bombastic.
Bit.
Bombastic. Yeah.
Yeah. He's going to drop
the nuclear
bombastics on... Well, dude, like, there is just a straight-up under-the-table circle jerk going on between Russia and the Trump campaign right now. Like, what the F? Like, in the middle of Comey... Like, Comey dropping crazy email bombshells on people, but then meanwhile, there's rumor that he's sitting on information about Trump's ties to Russia and a lot of communications between Trump and Russia. And I just, all the voter suppression talk and everything, it feels very KGB style. Just like, I feel like there's a bunch of Russian dudes behind, like, the American dudes just like, I don't know, using them, like, the Trump team is just such a bunch of jackaninnies, such a bunch of braying jackaninnies, and they don't have any clue how to actually, like, be straight gangster. Like, I feel like Putin's just coming in and just, like, I don't know, using the Trump campaign to just do Russian shit in America. That's what it's starting to feel like.
Mm-hmm. It does, and it gets more confusing and scary. And like you're saying, which one is the more immediate threat? Okay, I'll vote for the other one.
Yeah, it's a Trump and his campaign is like a leather glove being slipped over the hand of Putin, like right before he's just standing there in front of a limousine with a couple of bodyguards on either side, and he's just like staring at you with a cold look, and it's like, is he about to like just leave, or like, because it's cold out here, like I have gloves on too, so it makes sense that he would want to put gloves on, but he's just looking at me so chillingly, and it's like, and Trump is the glove.
Dickhead.
And I don't know what he's gonna do with that hand, but I'm worried about it.
Just knocked over a bunch of papers. Yeah, I am. It's really worrisome. I can't focus yet again for two reasons. One, my cat just knocked down a bunch of papers like a dick and just sitting on top of the printer like, what the fuck just happened? And two, every time you say Putin, I think of poutine, which is actually a French food dish. And I just, every time you say it, I think you're saying it wrong.
Well,
I know
they got
you
those
mean the Russian guy
is
in charge,
is poutine French or French Canadian? Is it? Did it come from France?
It's French Canadian. I've got a little definition for you. Poutine.
Okay.
It's a Quebec French. It's a Canadian dish originating in the Provence of Quebec, made with French fries and cheese curds, topped with a light brown gravy. This fast food dish is typically found across Canada and in some places in the northern United States.
No, that makes sense to me.
Yeah.
It seems like a more rugged Parisian style thing. Like, I wouldn't hear, like, in
it's
France, I wouldn't think about, like, just some, like, French hipster sitting there just pounding poutine. But which that sounds, I don't, I think that I is know, what they do in France. Actually, no, they are over there. Yeah, they're kind of, what are you talking about? I am pounding the poutine on like a deck.
Actually, you are meaning to say, to say, and you said it wrong.
Yeah,
you pound the poutine. Yeah.
You are
more like a vagina.
You are putting me in a difficult position.
Putting. Well,
it sounds like a bunch of French people like building an igloo and just like hunkering down with some calories to survive a brisk winter. My poutine, I'm putting this in my mouth.
That's correct.
I could you, but
sorry.
No, it's all right.
You've interrupted me like 1,000 times. It's probably fine.
Okay.
I just was like, maybe we lost our connection, but I don't think we did. I think he's just ignoring me.
Well, yeah, well, I am. I have a thought. Go ahead.
It is sold in small greasy spoon type diners, commonly known as cantine or casse-croûte in Quebec and pubs. So they're kind of like a greasy, more disgusting. So yeah, probably more Canada than France. But.
That's right, you Americans. You eat my curds.
You're so rotten.
Suck on my curds.
My cheese curds.
Massive curds. I won't give you the small curds. You get the huge turds. Curds. What? I said curds.
You are one giant curd.
No, that is just gravy. The curds. Aren't the curds what they're fighting over in the Middle East? I forget now.
I don't know. Is that Aleppo? I don't know.
Yeah.
What's going on?
Is Aleppo like a llama?
I know so little. Is it a llama?
Smells like curds in here.
Oh, no.
That's not a racial slur.
It's funny how... Yeah, it's funny how curd sounds very similar to turds. Cheese and, turds.
Yeah, and birds sound like turds, and birds have turds that look like curds.
Birds use an eye, and curds and turds use a U.
Curds and turds?
It's so different.
The curds and turds. It's the people's car, the curds and Tarzan.
It was designed by warfare to transport families from factories to their homes, the curds and Tarzan.
I would like to take a look at this fine vessel.
It's been repurposed to deliver patrons from parking lots to theme park entrances. The curds and Tarzan.
No. That sounds German. What happened?
Yeah, well, you know, it's developed right along Zyklon B, the curds and turds. Not related, but similar time periods, unfortunately. The curds and turds.
So good.
Yeah, well not, what about all the good things the Nazi scientists did, okay? Good.
Well, so anytime anybody else hears Vladimir Putin.
Okay, and the curds and turds.
I know, yeah.
So we're heading today, looking at the Russian president, and
he's turds. And it's curds, and it's turds.
Und his Lederhosen.
Yeah, well,
it's more like a meld.
I think Vladimir Putin would be pleased to have himself named after a dish in Quebec, Canada.
Quebec, Canada. Quebec, Canada.
It's Quebec, Canada.
It makes sense when you say it like that. So.
No, well, if you say so, okay. Agree to disagree.
You said to say it just like...
agree to...
What?
Agree to disembark.
I was drinking very cold water when you said that. That was funny.
Yeah.
Woo!
Yeah, well,
just heating up over here. Got to cool down a bit.
Yeah, and have some poutine. That sounds good right now. Hey, I'm hungry.
I'm gonna go to my friend's house. I'm just gonna snag me a little bit of poutine. It just sounds so much like pussy. Like I feel it like does. It's just a setup for a vagina for some person.
It's a poutine call. I'm gonna say I'm gonna. I'm gonna suggest to my business partners that we switch over to coffee and poutine. That's our new business model. Simple as that.
Yeah, coffee and poutine.
Coffee and poutine. You come in here, you eat some poutine, and you drink some coffee.
If you say it super American, that's hilarious. Coffee and poutine.
Coffee and poutine. You get in here with your guns. You can buy open carry. It's just fine. We have a special licensing with our franchise. No matter what state we open up in, we'll hand you a gun. There's a gun rack where there would be an umbrella rack. And there aren't any umbrellas. So bring your own umbrellas. But we got guns. You got a gun, your poutine, and your coffee. Guns.
And we also allow cats.
So. We have cats. Shoot, we'll give you a cat.
Cat the gun.
You don't get to keep the guns, but you can have a cat, sure.
But while you're here, you get to be a part of the family, so you get to have a gun while you're here.
Yeah, you got a gun.
Coffee and poutine.
It's not poutine, coffee, guns, cat.
It all sounds very reasonable.
very reasonably priced. Both the poutine, the guns.
Okay, so now I'm going to start a French restaurant. I want to start a restaurant called Vladimir Poutine, and it's all French food. Like a French Russian blend.
It's all French Canadian soul food. So it's like
a lot of potatoes.
Yeah, just a lot of potatoes, a lot of deep frying, a lot of chicken, like whatever they do with their deep fried chicken. I don't know what they call it, like chick-teen.
I don't know what they do.
Something.
Chick-teen.
Yeah, I feel like that. Yeah, just like northern soul food, the most northern. Like we got Canucks in here. We got seal blubber, like just deep fried that you can just eat.
Canucks.
Or Anuk. Or is that do they consider that racist? The Canadian race. When you call them Canucks,
are they a race?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't hear about them in the Olympics very often, so maybe not. They're not the racist. They're just racers.
They go good. Real fast.
Yeah, well, we'll get there.
Look up.
Sure. Alaskan soul food.
Schedule. Well, that's an actual, like, NHL team, or the Canucks.
Oh, that is that like the Redskins, though? Self-imposed racism.
Oh, yeah, that's pretty good. Okay. Oh, here we go. Yeah, a Canuck is a slang term for a Canadian. The origins of the word are uncertain. Some racist. The term Canuck is first recorded in 1835 as an Americanism or American term, originally referring to a Dutch Canadian or French Canadian.
Oh, so it's not like...
Little known fact, by the 1850s, the spelling with a C became predominant. Today, Canadians and other countries use Canuck as a term for any Canadian, although its etymology is unclear. Possible origins include blah, 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 blah.
It's almost like if you think about it, someone was trying to say two four-letter words at once and they had an aneurysm in the middle. They're like, you Canuck.
Oops. Actually, here, it clarifies, Jason. It says, Canadians use Canuck as an affectionate or merely descriptive term for their nationality. It is not considered derogatory in Canada. I think this was written by an American, though. Just kidding.
Yeah, they love being called. Those people love being called that.
Oh, okay. And then they have Johnny Canuck, a personification of Canada, who appeared in early political cartoons of the 1860s.
Wait a minute. Johnny Canuck?
Uncle Sam's bullet. Johnny Canuck.
I feel like that's kind of weird. It's like almost like an American would play that part or something in a movie. It's like Johnny, is that... Francis Canuck or something like that? Why are they using like a hella American? Why you gotta be, bro?
It's kind of like the token black guy. You can have like Johnny Canuck, the classic Canadian. But you're right, in any movie, but it needs to be more like a Francis Canuck.
Yeah, something, because it's like I expect like a guy
overly friendly, and like doesn't see borders.
No, a physical or personal. He'll invade your personal space like that. And I snapped, but my hands are under the desk and I don't feel like moving them.
No, you don't have to. Oh.
I don't give a Johnny Canuck. Give zero Johnny
you
Canucks.
You know what Johnny Canuck can do? Johnny Canuck can go have some poutine.
Yeah.
I was going to rhyme it and then I didn't rhyme it because that's a bad word.
You Canucked it up.
Now, the other day, it was cute. Kinsley was naming all of her little stuffies. She lined them up and wrote little name tags and set them in front of them. And Everett came over to me and he's like, Mom, I need to just show you this one. Kinsley wrote these names. And it was a letter, UCK. And I was like, Kinsley, what is that? She's like, it's a name. And I was like, I don't know that you should be. She's like, Mom, it says Ruck. And I'm like, oh, okay. Game on. Sorry. Didn't mean to interrupt. Her R was just so, like, ambiguous that it could have been an F. But it wasn't. The animal's name was Ruck.
Yeah.
So.
What are you going to do?
Everything's okay here. What are you going to. Yeah. Those kids. They're in their imaginations.
Yeah.
I have a funny story that I have to bring it up. It's really funny. Not that happened is funny.
You have to? Is someone forcing you to bring the story up? Are you being held hostage?
Yeah.
Yeah.
By my conscience, I have to bring this up. Okay, so squirrel attacks at least 3 at senior citizen center. People are bleeding.
Oh. Wow.
And then the explanation starts out. This is like before they write anything else under the headline, it says # actual fear.
Huh.
This happened yesterday and it shows like a sweet little picture of a squirrel. I don't think he's the one that did it, but now his face is everywhere.
Oh man.
Everyone's gonna think it was him, you know.
It's the same squirrel from the squirrel herpes commercial too. He's getting a bad rap. Hey, get the cameras over away from North Dakota. There's no cameras? Okay. Well, then get the cameras and bring them over here to the squirrels.
Yeah. Come on, guys.
Footage of this.
It says, in quotes, it's jumping on people and biting them and scratching them, the woman told the 911 operator. I don't know if we need an ambulance, but we need some care for people here. It's still in there and people are bleeding.
Oh, my God.
Someone else said, I feel lightheaded. I don't feel good. At some point, they managed to get it out of the building.
Man.
We need help for the people. It's not about the squirrel, the woman frantically told the operator.
How many times have I heard that? It's not about the squirrel.
God, a fully added nickel.
Go ahead.
It's unclear if the animal was later captured. That damn squirrel, he's out there, but some other squirrel's gonna get bad rap.
How many times do you think that phrase, it's not about the squirrel, has been uttered at like just right before a divorce too? Where it's not about the squirrel. And it's like, I'm sorry, Karen.
Dude, I'm trying to tell you.
We cannot reconcile these differences. I think we have to divorce. It's okay.
Oh my gosh. Okay, Chase. Oh my gosh. I have some friends on Facebook that have a fair amount of money, but when they get less and less discreet about the money that they have, it hits you in the place where you're just like irritated. I don't want to say I'm irritated, but it's like scratching the place in my mind where I'm irritated. So this said person has a picture with their son and it's like focused on them, but blurry in the background. It's really gorgeous weather and you can see like really tall trees and like some really fancy house in the mountains. And it says, the caption on the photo says, sometimes you just got to skip school and head to California.
# white people problems.
# white privilege. # too much money. I'll just take my kid out of school and go to California. That was long hashtag. I understand.
Is it white privilege for me to assume that people who say those things are white? Or is that like what is that?
I don't know. I mean, you're right. So I can't, you know, he is white. And his kid's white. And his kid's only in like second or third grade. That's the funny thing. I'm just going to take him out of school. We're just going to go to California. I was like, oh my gosh, honey, your white privilege is showing.
I can't judge because I will very unlikely ever put any children into school. So, true. I'm not pulling my weight there. I can't judge because my judge hammer are in a closet somewhere.
That sounds like a good Judge Hammer. Like, he needs his own show. Get him a
sounds
hammer.
Like sounds like he's trying show. Too hard.
He is trying too hard.
It's like,
he drives a Hummer out. Or an H2. Yeah.
Dude, chill out. Let's drive the Hummer down the coast. Just skip school, bro.
It's just, you know what? Sometimes you just gotta take a day. That's what the funniest thing to me is, most normal people with normal amounts of money can't just go do that. But you're saying it on Facebook, so you know not many else people can do it. And if they can do it, either they're like, yeah, I'm gonna do that too. Or they're gonna be like, I can't fucking do that. That was rude. But thanks for letting us know. But at the same time, it's like, well, if I had the money, would I do that? I don't think I'd be that douchey. I don't know. I'm conflicted. I gotta get some money and find out what I would do.
Yeah, I gotta start publishing my ownership of a shower on, like, Trailer Raccoon Book or something. I gotta feel better about myself one way or another. This is bullshit. I'm on the losing end of karma right now, and I don't like it. I need to find a smaller fish.
Yeah, you're the one getting attacked by a squirrel. Everyone's bleeding.
Yeah, there you go. Look at it that way. Like, now you can go on the Facebook page of that nursing home and be like, man, I'm gonna hang out today without any squirrel bites. Ha! Man, life is good. I haven't been injured by squirrels recently.
Yeah.
And then they'll be like, oh man, why you gotta just flaunt it? Yeah. Jeez.
Well, it does.
I'm already nursing squirrel wounds. Jeez.
I might have rabies. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm waiting for those test results to come back. And now this is even more upsetting. This is a bad day. I can't. I'm just going to sit here and think about something else if I can. This is difficult.
If my life will allow me, I don't have enough money to take away my worries.
Well, I guess, you know, I could always go, you know, pass the time by watching them reinforce the windows with anti-squirrel cages. That'll be something to do, I guess.
Like in the bad parts of, like, certain types of neighborhoods. Like in the movie Friday, how they have cages on the windows, you know, to keep crime out and stuff. One of the people are like, what are all the cages for? Like, someone's on House Hunters and they're asking why everyone has cages on their window. Like, we have a really big squirrel problem. And then someone's like, is that what you call black people? And they're like, that's racist.
That does seem a little racist.
Yeah, it does. It seems heavily racist, but they're really just talking about the squirrels. So who's the racist? The one who thought they were squirrels, you know?
Or the people who put up cages for black people, I think.
Just criminals.
What about the black squirrels? Nobody thinks about them.
Black squirrels are adorable. Gray squirrels are more rare, but in certain areas, they're not more rare. But here, we have just regular brown squirrels.
Yep, they look like happy poops, happy curds.
Yeah, it's more fun when you talk about colors, but you're not talking about people. It makes it feel like there's like a nuance, but we don't mean it that way. We're literally just talking about squirrels.
Yeah,
but I
how
like
black
that.
Squirrels commit a disproportionate amount of crime in inner cities. What? I feel like. Colloquially speaking, I think that I'm protected in my
word choices. Yeah, you're careful. So,
well, if Donald Trump can say a little bit of what he said, I think I'm okay here, politically speaking. I think I could still run for president.
Oh, you're fine. Yeah, you're totally good. You could run under the independent ticket, put your name in now, and probably be in the running.
No, I would like to see Trump University mash up with Trump TV and just become the Trump School of Improv, where he just...
That's what like, it is.
He could literally, like, with a guilt-free, take people's money in order to teach them his form of improv. And it would be Trump U, except legit. Like, you would get what you pay for, which is basically a random stream of consciousness education from Donald Trump on a video recording, most likely.
Yeah, you get what you pay for.
The guy's president. He can't run a university. It's scary how close he is to being president.
It is. And Amy Schumer posted a really hilarious video this morning. It's fully captioned, so I didn't watch it. I just kind of read about it. Anyway. Yeah. It was really funny because she was saying, because lately, recently, she caught a lot of flack and people, like, left her show because she made jokes about Trump.
Yeah, I was going to say, are we hating Schumer right now?
No,
and
no,
and what's her nose from Girls too? Lena Dunham. Like, we vacillate wildly between super liking and super hating either of them.
Yeah, it's pretty out there. Well, and,
yeah. So you're saying?
Well, Schumer, I guess, you know, she came under fire, had to apologize. I don't think she should apologize, but it's fine. But
F that.
Yeah, F that S. Well, she had a video this morning saying, you know, well, if I do this and do that and I start a university, but she wasn't saying Trump's name because she was saying whether or not she would tell you to vote or in good conscience she could ask you to vote. And then at the end she's like, I guess I am asking you to vote. It's really funny.
Derp.
So it's a great video. Check it out. Amy Schumer knows what's up. She's all about that base.
Totally. I've known that about her, even, you know, as a satellite interest in her life. So I understand that to be the case. Yeah, I think that it's ridiculous when it's ridiculous when she says something controversial and then people say, like, ah, oh, she should be that. It's like she's a comedian. Like, they say crazy shit all the time. And then it's even worse when their opinion gets pulled into the argument over whether or not what Donald Trump is doing is decent or not. It's like, well, just to be fair, she's nowhere near running for political office. So there's a different, there's definitely a non-gender based double standard here. We should, that it's the same thing I say with people like, well with Trump not paying taxes, everything he did was legal. Wouldn't you do that? It's like, no, I mean, maybe I wouldn't do that, but also, I wouldn't expect the person who's running our country to do that too, because, you know, they help craft laws. So I kind of expect them to not just obey laws, but to understand what the point is of law, which it's kind of like the opposite. It's like Trump is not almost, he literally is just a red-faced, angry baby who doesn't like things that aren't the way he wants them, and that's, like, what he brings to the table.
Yeah.
So I don't know what morality is guiding his hand if he's already taking advantage of the sleaziest laws on the books, like, and also just flat-out ripping people off. I don't know what information hubs supporters of his get. I guess they don't.
No, they don't seek information or education. Absolutely.
Let's fire up the backup beeper just to get out of this alleyway of conversation. I didn't realize it was dead ended. I should have known. Yeah. I should have known.
My mistake.
So, but there's just like tons. He's got like 3,000 lawsuits pending, or in his past, not pending, but in his business practicing. Thousands of lawsuits have been filed against him. He uses lawsuits to threaten and to bully people into backing off, into not paying people. Like, he'll pay people less than what was quoted, and then he'll say, hey, come and get it. And then he's got lawyers that are not afraid to just stab you in the back to get money from you. Like, that's how he does business. There's a whole history of information outlining how he does business.
Yeah.
And you tell that to his supporters and like, no, he built a company, honestly. Like, look, he's a job creator. He employed a whole bunch of those types. He's really good to them. He pets them and feeds them cheese out of his hand.
Cheese curds.
It is really insulting the way they talk. Yeah, eat my curds. Eat my curds. You colored people, eat my curds. It's really weird and condescending the way Trump supporters like talk and dehumanize Trump talking. He's like, have you seen the way black people are living in inner cities? Oh, it's terrible. It's like he's just characterizing all people other than white. It's like they're all suffering in ghettos. It's like, well, hang on. I mean, if you just want to make up the way things are, you can say anything. It's like, but
I know. Well, here's the one. Here's the headline that got me, the one that was really bothersome, because I'm not for Trump. I'm not at all. It's very clear. But when people put up a headline, let me find my screenshot of the story. Okay, here it is. The Huffington Post. What will we tell our daughters if Trump wins? And so the little in quotes says, tell her it's okay to be groped. Tell her she has no reproductive rights. Tell her that all the progressive advances of the last 50 years will be rolled back. I have one thing to say to that. I don't like Trump. Obviously. I have made it very clear on here with you in public. Who cares? I am not a Trump supporter. But the president of the United States should not be telling your kids what they can and cannot do. And if that is who you are modeling or as a role model or looking up to, then you're parenting wrong. Hashtag parenting fail. Like, that's not you. When I, the first thing I think of is backup for my children as far as discipline example, I don't go to the president. I never have. Like, you know, it kind of goes back to that quote. Like, I think saying you can grow up to be president one day, we took a little too far. So I'm not looking to the president. So do I think it's, I get where they're going. I get what they're saying. He is an awful, terrible, deplorable example. But that's why you don't look to him or the president. He doesn't wield that much power. And furthermore, there's a lot of people who do think that way, and you're going to encounter them whether he's president or not. They're out there. So you have to prepare and educate your children that they're out there no matter who who's the president. They'll still be there even if Hillary's elected.
I get the feeling that now more than ever, Trump is going to be separated from actually, if he is president, the presidential office would be separated from mechanisms of influence more than ever, as if that wasn't already the case. But he's very much is would turn the office of presidency into something that I would call a disfigurehead, basically. Instead of making better and more believable and more unified the voice of a nation, he would be basically the guy that everyone just flings poo at for 4 years, and then decisions are made by Congress and by all his aides, all the people with aides, and Mike Pence just sits in the corner like moping with his arm crossed, like, I want to help. I hate gay people too. Women shouldn't vote. Guys, I want to.
Guys, I want to set America back too.
Me too. There was a movement from, I'm not going to be an asshole and say it was like a large movement. That's a sentence. I want that sentence to be on my headstone, my butt stone. I want a butt stone, not a headstone.
Nice.
It's just like there's a stone buried 6 feet under the ground. You can't see it. It's a butt stone.
That's awesome.
It's a butt head. I lost it. Oh. I lost it. Something about Mike Pence being a douchebag. I forget now. Damn it. Well, you know, well, good enough.
You win some, you lose some.
Yeah,
I was talking to someone the other day. Was it Aurora? I think it was Aurora. I don't know. We're talking about headstones and, you know, when we die, what we want written on our headstone or whatever. Or was I talking to you? I don't know. Maybe I was talking to you. But, like, when you die, saying, like, I didn't choose this burial spot, or, like, you know, just hilarious things like, this isn't how I wanted to die. You know, nothing that's nice or appropriate or sweet. Just like, I didn't want to be here. There you go. I didn't want to be here. That's a good one.
There could be like a this end up sort of thing on there. And then it's upside down or something.
Yeah. I think we have a whole line of really hilarious headstones.
I would like to, instead of a headstone, I would just have a permanently installed, but it's installed so that it seems loose, and it's a directional arrow that says East Dock on it. And it's like a little sign there from Jurassic Park, and you can just spin it. It's
or you like, can well, have something on there that says, like, you know, it says rest in peace. You just say, not resting, just waiting. You know, for what? You know, it's just hilarious. So many questions when someone's dead.
Help, I've been buried alive.
Yeah. Please call my mother if found. It's just, yep. I think we're missing a really key comedic opportunity. It's an untapped market. You could have a silly cemetery, you know.
Yeah, you could. The silly cemetery. It's got a bunch of like those guys with the wavy arms out front, just flapping their arms around. Like, come on into the silly cemetery.
Wow, I can inflatable arm flailing too, man. Well, I think
my name is Silly Terry, and I run the silly cemetery. The owner's name is Silly Terry.
It has to be. He lives on site. He sleeps in the mausoleum, but he keeps very good care of the silly cemetery. But I think there are some people that when they die, it's going to happen. And you could be sad, and you could still be sad at the silly cemetery. But, you know, maybe just more clowns, you know. Or maybe, you know, it's just some funnier things. You know, I think it would be pretty fun.
More. What we need today is more clowns hanging around cemeteries.
Yep, that's what I'm calling for.
Government subsidized clowns, and then there's like all sorts of government databases and statistics about like macabre clowns and like clown ratios. It's like we need more sad clowns. There are too many jokey clowns around here, and I'm not even gonna get into our mime levels. we're gonna be miming for hilarity from now on. Shut down those drills.
Death could be more fun. That's joke all I'm miming. I'm not saying I want to die, but once I'm gone, then look, you know, you could play some fun music, or, you know,
have a wheel that you spin.
Yeah.
And some of the spaces are like corpse cannon.
Oh, God.
You know,
no,
it's like, well, instead of being buried, we're just going to fire your corpse as far as this cannon will shoot it. We don't really know where these things land.
Hey, if you get buried on top of someone else, that's the silliness.
Yeah.
Well,
yep, fire away.
And it could also be like what they, your silly cemetery could also be the new, you know, because we're talking about new progressive ideas. You could be those like earth-friendly pods where your remains are turned into something that helps a tree grow. So you can have a headstone that goes with your tree that your body helped grow, but it's still a little bit silly, you know. Hilarious quotes. We'll make it fun. Don't you guys worry about it. We've got work to do.
Well, you can have your ashes formed into the shape of other training trees to give disadvantaged trees, role model trees,
that's
to model
exactly right. And then if
their growth after.
Oh my gosh. Do you think, speaking of silly cemeteries and like death and funerals, what if you have your ash handed to you?
Oh my.
Oh, it'd be so funny for your family members. You're about to have your ash handed to you. You know, your family. You know, it's yours. Man. It's genetically still your ash. Your ash is mine.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, yay.
There you go. Now you got it.
Trini, find it.
Yeah.
Yay.
Oh, look what I found.
My dude.
Can you make it shiny? It's kind of... I found this.
Might do it.
No, that's good. What was the saying again? I was going to say it, but then I forgot what you said.
You forgot the sayings.
Yeah, I forgot things.
No forgot way. Something. It's so new for you. It's
never what an asshole move.
Yeah, super asshole. You have to dig assholes for your pods. God, it's so good.
Yeah. It's like I'm director of assholes. That's my job duty here.
Silly Terry.
Yeah.
Director of assholes.
I keep the assholes tidy and orderly.
I keep them tight and clean.
Yeah. Hey, let's trim that asshole over there, okay? That asshole is a little bit shaggy.
Guess what grows out
of there? That's one shaggy asshole right there.
Look at this log that's coming out of this asshole.
Oh my goodness. Somebody fill up that asshole. That's too big. That's a gaping asshole.
Oh my God, it's so much better when it's a silly cemetery. Oh, goodness gracious. Oh, goodness. Yeah. Here we go.
Let me ask you a question, you asshole.
Yes? Silly Terry.
Yes, I'm listening. I'm listening. Yes. So, yeah. I got a question.
We need to give Silly Terry his own voice. We need to figure out what he sounds like.
I don't even have. I'll have to. I'll get back to you on that one.
I'm gonna
go to the
project.
Go to the. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna meditate on that one. Mm-hmm. Consult my chakras. I'm gonna.
You have to really find your center.
Consult.
I get it.
Consult the ash holes.
Yeah. Woo.
Instead of the oracles. instead of the oracles, I'm going to check the ash holes.
Yeah, and instead of like a mausoleum, you just have like hologram videos. Like you push a button and then see your loved one who died. You know, just funny videos of them. You know? Like if you were a negative, depressing person, you don't get to be buried in a silly cemetery. You have to be buried at the boring, old, basic ones. Basic.
You can always take your take a shot from the corpse cannon, you know.
Yeah, maybe that's the only time you got silly. Yeah, and that's okay.
Yeah, the cannon is also loaded with springed snakes and silly string. That was my thing. Is that North Dakota? I was thinking, would it be illegal for the protesters to shoot silly string?
I don't think it's illegal.
At the pepper spray.
I think you're just really aggravating. Like I feel. The people who are already easily aggravated.
Obviously. Yeah, but if it was just coming from behind the phalanx of handkerchiefs wrapped around people's faces, if like just indiscriminately emanating from the crowd, just silly string just raining over the cops, like what would they do? They'd just be like, "Well, this is silly."
Well, this is just silly.
Well, this is you get a bunch of silly abilities.
At this peaceful protest.
It could be something like that.
People will find something to get angry or mad about, no matter what. So, we don't need more problems, is what we're saying.
If there's a protest, then where's the content? Wait a minute, everyone.
Wait.
I take it back.
Nope. I don't want to say it.
Right, well, I'm...
I don't want to say it.
I'm hungry.
You
and
are.
Tired.
You were already talking about... getting some of that poutine.
Yeah, man. So I need to poutine this on hold.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm gonna be poutine this episode down for a minute.
Okay.
Okay.
Good.
All right then.
I got some giggles here. That's funny.
Yeah. Certainly. Certainly do. We'll just end this then. 3, 2, 1. Yes.